This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Turkish military forces have captured 18 Syrian government soldiers in northeastern Syria. It's complicated. We get a report from AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Turkish defense minister says the soldiers were captured during reconnaissance operations southeast of Ras El Ain, but didn't say when. He adds that Ankara was already in talks with Russia to hand over the Syrian soldiers. Meanwhile, a Syrian Kurdish official says the soldiers were captured on Tuesday during an intense battle between Syrian government forces and Turkey-backed fighters. The move is one of the most dramatic examples of an increasingly muddled background following the withdrawal of U.S. forces from the area. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
It is a rare event in U.S. history. An American chief executive stands in the dark shadow of a possible impeachment. The Democratic majority in the House of Representatives has formally authorized a probe of Donald Trump over Ukraine as it prepares for the public phase of its investigation. After the vote, Mr. Trump went on Twitter to call the inquiry the greatest witch hunt in American history, a term he often used to mock the Mueller investigation of Russian election interference. Jeffrey Berry is a political science professor at Tufts University.
The vote yesterday is a signal that the Democrats are confident that they have the evidence and a narrative that when revealed during hearings that are coming up, that the president acted in a way that is unacceptable and shows a lack of integrity.
A new ABC Washington Post poll shows 49% of Americans favoring a Trump impeachment and removal from office, with 47% against. Another wildfire has erupted in fire-weary California, forcing more people to flee their homes. Ventura County Sheriff Bill Ayoub.
There are about 1,800 structures threatened and about 7,500 people under evacuation orders at this time.
For more news, you can always go online to voanews.com, day or night. From Washington, this is VOA News.